So with those feelings being aired, it was time for some decision making. While it might not be common knowledge, Doc is currently pursuing his PhD at the university in Melbourne. And it was just time to focus on that, along with developing his career and spending time with his beautiful wife, Nicole. Nikki, as he calls her. Like .exe and Apoxel, Doc will still be around, but he will not be doing much, if any, coding in the future. He will be keeping in touch with the mod and those who have become friends over the years with him. As for myself, I took a vow of silence from ICQ and IRC and the forums for almost 2 days. And as I said, heck, I even started playing Return of Castle Wolfenstein and Medal of Honor, both cool games, and I'll get back on topic here. After talking to Tapper and getting his perspective, my outlook on the community and the mod sort of changed. I then decided to leave my words of wisdom for the team and the community to see in the post titled The Future, which I did post in the general forums. Seemed to get good response. Since then, there has been an outpouring of support for the development team and the mod. And while we'll probably take some time off and let the community play 2.5, we will be gathering our thoughts and planning the next steps for Urban Terror. I'm going to drop into the server, as I said, which I'm in now. Hopefully remain there. And see who's playing, set a few things up, and try to shoutcast a little bit of the action that's taking place in there. As I said, it is Team Survivor, and you're listening to Urban Radio. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We're back. You just heard Wicked Garden from STP along with Little Papa Roach, Last Resort.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
All right, and as I said a little earlier, I was asked by Tabber to possibly do some shoutcasting this coming week. Seems Clan Doggus is going to play Carnage Cowboys. And if I have time, if I have the day off from work, I am actually going to try my hand at shoutcasting a match or two here. Since I said that, I am actually in the server right now playing. It's going to be too hard to play, talk, and try to shoutcast all at the same time. But I am in there, and we are checking things out here. Actually, I'm on the blue team, and we're actually down 10-8. I got Bar Blitz 01, Bitch Monkey, Method Tim, Chaos Tribe, PS Garf, and Woo on my team. We're taking on Civi, the Big J, Lego Mancer, Noodle Doodle, PS Straight Shot, Fomel, Death Fox, and Gold Reaver, who just died. Ain't that a bitch? I am actually over near the Abbey here running with my M4 and laser sight. Oh, I got somebody in my sights here in a moment. Coming around the corner. Oh, he's got owned. See, yeah, I can't do this. I can't do all three things at one time. Anyways, it's a good game. We are hanging out in the server here. We are on the map Abbey, which actually, in fact, is being updated by Sweet Nuts. I think you guys will be kind of impressed with the new version of Abbey coming up. We haven't showed you any pictures, any screenshots, but no, I'm not whacking off straight shot. I'm trying to frag here. Red Team won again, 11-8. Looks very cool. I don't think much has changed in terms of layout, but the texturing's pretty sweet. Oh, where am I? I'm actually over where the blue flag would be up on the top level. And I'm heading actually into the room now, and it looks like I'm going to own one or two red guys who are sitting there trying to trying to bandage. I'm dead. Yeah, anyways, we won't try that anymore because that's a little too hard to do. I'm going to have to get all my one-liners down if I want to shoutcast because it's going to be a little difficult since I've never done it. As for the top scorers in the game, Civvy's leading all players with 32 kills, followed by the Big J with 24. Seems to be a pretty good game. Pings are a little high, seeing as it's only a DSL line, but everybody seems to be having a good time, which is all we ask. And now on to another shoutcast. A shoutcaster being Whispers, clan boss. Some of you may know him from. He's also one of the newer... newer hosts over on TSN Central. You can go check him out. But he had a chance to host two matches earlier this week, Nox versus PS and Phoenix versus Ill. Whispers, I took most of this off the forum, so Whispers, don't think I'm trying to steal your stuff here, but I was a little strapped for time, so I just copied it all. Whispers wanted to officially thank everyone who tuned into the show Tuesday to catch Nox versus PS and Phoenix versus Ill on the opening night of our TSN Urban Terror coverage. He says we had a huge turnout, peaked around 110 listeners, and wanted to thank every one of you. And now that the first show is out of the way, Whispers has received quite a bit of feedback on some things, and here's what he has fixed or plans to fix. Hopefully there'll be no more crashing, assuming he's talking about the servers. I think we had something like that when we had, 280 some listeners for the release of, our beta. Anyway. He says game sounds are a lot louder now, and now you actually feel like you're in the game. He says a little bit more descriptive about what's going on because it was our first show and I was a bit unsure on how people would take it. He says I wasn't very descriptive on what the players were doing. So now that everybody understands what we are doing and that there will be no way people in the game can benefit from listening in, he says, I can be more descriptive about the actions taking place. I'm actually talking to Tapper on the same issue earlier this afternoon after he posed that question to me. I basically asked him, you know, what do you try to do? And he says, well, basically you have to talk fast and give details. He says that's sort of the secret of being a good shoutcaster. And he actually pointed to, I forgot his name. One of the guys over on TSN. He's been shoutcasting a lot of the Wolf matches here. Now, I'm sure it'll come to me here in a moment. But, he says you just gotta keep things going sort of like a hockey game. I'm looking on the wrong one. Here it is. He was, talking about Warwitch. He says Warwitch does a very good job when he begins shoutcasting a match. He says he's very good at it. He says it also makes a match exciting, too. And I guess tonight it's Abuse versus Darkseid on Return to Wolf. Hopefully I can listen into if I'm not at work already. But, always listening to others and hearing how they do it and what they say, you know, it's feedback. It's good, and it can only help you with your future shoutcast. With that said, he says background music. He says no longer when two clans are camping will there be dead silence. He says I'll be thorough in some very soft. He says I'll be soft. Basically, he's gonna have music to spice things up when there's dead air. He says music sounds better, mic sounds better, everything just has a better sound to it now that I've been able to tweak it. Well, that's good. That's what we want to hear. Says also, he says, I'd like to announce that we will be doing coverage for the Stay Q3UT Frags TS Pro Bowl coming this Tuesday. That's the 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you run on Greenwich Mean Time, figure it out for yourself. He says, we'll also be doing the final match for the Frags League as well coming the following Tuesday, which is the 12th. He says, times to be announced later. He says, I hope you guys tune in for the next one, as it will be the biggest match, hands down. So hopefully all goes well for Whispers. We wish him the best of luck. And as I posted in his thread, I am here. If there's anything you need, let me know. I'm more than happy to help, and I'm sure that goes for many on the team as well. Well, now that I'm out of breath trying to do three things here at once and having absolutely no success, going to get into a little American Woman, as I know we all want a little American Woman. This is Lenny Kravitz, Urban Radio. We'll be right back. Alright, so that MP3 is a little weak. I'll have to get another copy of that because that song kicks ass. That was Lenny Kravitz, American Woman. We're back with you live, Urban Radio. And yes, I see gamers asking if Laneway 2 is going to be released. Yes, it will. I will be giving out those FTPs in about, What do you say now? No, I can't do it now. I got some other news I want to tell you before you guys vacate the server here. So give me about 15 minutes, maybe 10. I'm sure I can get through this a little bit quicker than that. And we'll give you the details to Laneway 2 from SZM. Actually, you know what? I've been meaning to play this for like 5 weeks now, and I've been forgetting. It's a sounder somebody sent me, and we will play it. This is from Mech Pit. Oh, shit. I forgot who it was from. He's going to own me because I know he reminds me every time. Take a listen to it anyway.
Are you getting shot a lot in Urban Terror? Do you find yourself sitting on the sidelines doing most of the Team Survivor maps? If so, then please consider donating your precious weapons and ammo to Urban Terror's Better Players Fund. Every day, skilled UT players are starving for ammo while players like you take it to your grave in some out-of-the-way, hard-to-reach location. Rather than dying somewhere remote, like behind a crate or inside a sauna, please die in a designated Better Players Fund donation area.
In this way, you'll be feeding your ammo to talented teenagers who will put it to good use. Like this young player, Carty.
Hi, my name is Carty. I used to be an average UT player on the edge of becoming really, really good. But I was always short of ammo in critical situations. Thanks to UT's Better Players Fund, now I'm elite. I just hop over and pick up those extra shells or even an SR-8 to help me hunt down llamas and kill them dead.
That's right. You can help the Better Players Fund on your favorite server. Don't die with a truckload of weapons and ammo in some hard-to-reach apartment. Look for the designated Better Players Fund donation areas on every map. After all, shouldn't somebody use it?
Urban Terror's Better Players Fund is a non-profit organization registered in most states. Designated ammo donation zones are clearly identified as crosswalks, streets, open desert, and public stairwells. Give today.
Alrighty, and we all know about the Better Players Fund now, so when you die, die in one of those zones. And please, please do not send me emails asking where that zone is on each map. Find it for yourself. It seems the community level designers are back at it, working on many new levels that should be introduced to the community very soon. As promised, we will be compiling a community map pack between now and the release of Beta 3.0. Just when that is, we have not decided. But we do know that many in the community wanted to see more standard maps played on servers. Hopefully by creating this map pack, this will aid admins and clients alike in having maps and not being booted off servers when a map comes up that they don't have. Some news around the mapping community. Levels Micmac and Armory 2 have been released. You can find them over on urbanterror.it, and chances are you can also find them on urbanterror.de. Thanks to Buffetti and Dusgib for that. There's also a new beta level out titled UT Temple. It's a strange level. Check it out. It does need a little bit of work. Some of the crates are extremely large. Think crates from alleys. They're huge. Different map. It sort of had a feel to Kuman Ru from Action Quake 2 when I was running through it. Pretty big. Probably a pretty decent CTF map if it's in there. If it's included, I really didn't check. What else do we have? There's some testing this week on Druglore from the guys over at Triad Development. While I was unable to make the beta test they had on Sunday night, I did take a run through it on my own and check things out. I must say it's a pretty good looking level. Then again, as a pilot, I dig the airplanes. The airplanes look pretty cool. Of course, one of them was unskinned, and I did complain about the sound of the airplane, but I'm sure that's not going to make or break the map, right? Hopefully we'll see that here in the coming weeks. I don't know how you say his name. Sue. S-U-I-X. He officially released his level, UT Unnamed. How original. This is one of the first levels released that did not make the final zip file for the Urban Terror Level Design Contest. If you're interested, you can go check it out on our level design forum, the release forum. Or go check it out on Mungo's Inn. I believe he might have it up there. And, yes, Dragon, I am going to try to fix your sound for your Cessna Caravan there. You can also check out www.ramle.cc, R-A-M-L-E.cc. He has some alpha shots of an upcoming map called UT Kartix. I also have a couple screenshots featured on the sixth floor. We also check in with Dick Dastardly, and he's got some words on Golgotha, which seems to be somewhat well-received by the community. I still think it's a favorite. It's still a favorite of mine. What do I think? I know it's a favorite of mine. I dig the map. Plays very well for CTF, except for the spawns, which I know he's working on. Dick says, as for progress on my new version, it's coming along pretty well despite my PC self-destructing 20 minutes before 2.4 was released. I eventually managed to recover most of my data and have those files back up. And so the story so far, he says, I've done a little bit of retexturing, some brush optimization, slightly extended the distance between the door of the abandoned warehouse and the ambush street so people are less likely to wander into a firefight when they move around the red van. He says, I've changed the trees and added a few more. I've replaced the SWAT van outside the embassy with an ambassador's limousine. He says, I've also added a few details. I need to still tweak the limo, he says, review some spawn points for some game types, and most importantly, improve the hint brushes. Unfortunately, the latter is a bit of a slow process because even with Yidnar's great work on the new Q3 map, it still takes hell of a long time to compile on my creaky old 400 megahertz P2. As for a release date, hopefully pretty soon is about as specific as I can get at the moment, I'm afraid. But when I know more, he says, you'll be the first to hear. And it sounds like some of our release days is right. hopefully pretty soon we'll release Beta 3, right? And I'm sure this goes out to anybody, and I'm sure Blade Killer would back me up on this. If you have a map and you have an ancient box, feel free to send it to us. We're running, actually, I got a 2-gig machine. I'm going to brag about that. Yeah, I got a 2-gig machine running. But Blade's got a P4 as well. I believe hers is like 1.6. It's a 1.6 P4, and it's overclocked to just over 2. And she does compile maps on there. So you may check with her if you have any doubts about your box being able to compile a level. And now the big news, or maybe I should get into music. No, I've teased you guys long enough. Now the big news you guys have been waiting for. We are happy to announce the release of the updated version of Laneway from SISM. This is a recreation of an actual laneway behind Danforth Avenue in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. While the first version has been highly successful, this updated version should only add to the fun and excitement we have experienced previously, especially in CTF. You can download the levels from mungozin.com and terrorist.net. Both of them have it. Yeah, there you go. That's the server. You can check out a picture of it right there. Go to urbanterror.net/laneway2.jpg. You can get an overview of what the map looks like. I see Lord of Doom spamming his link in there. And as I said, Mungozin also has it on his, and he's not there. I can spam it for him. But both of them have the file. I'm sure it'll show up on a couple other FTPs later on, but that'll get you started. It's a very cool map. I ran through it a couple days ago, and I can assure you this will be up and running on Blade Killer's 2.5 server later this evening when we start playing CTF at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 0400 Greenwich Mean Time. So all you Euros, I'm sure you guys are all going to be sleeping, right? Legomancer. So go grab the map, check it out, and we're going to get down with the sickness. This is Disturbed.